Hot Country 103.5 joining me in studio for this week's Hot Discovery. She's got an album coming out tomorrow at,
Monty's. Yes.
Brooklyn Blackmore in studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
How was your holidays first off? It was
busy. Yeah. It was very nice though to spend all the time with my family.
Yeah.
Such, yeah.
And what did you guys get up to over the holidays?
Not a whole lot, honestly. To just kind of stay home and relax for the most part.
Yeah.
This was the first year my little niece really understood Christmas, so it was very exciting just to have her around and have that spirit kind of be up again.
I bet. Yeah. Now, new year, new you. Did you make any resolutions?
No, not really.
Any big plans for 2020?
I find if I try to make resolutions, I don't stick to them, so just keep doing what you need to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep doing you. Now, do you have any big plans for 2020?
Well, this album was one of the biggest ones coming for me, honestly. Yeah. I've been working on this for the last 2 years, so it's very exciting to finally have it out into the world.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the rest of it's kind of just building my new cover band, Brooklyn 4, and getting some more stage performance.
Now, a two-year process to work on your album. What do you take away from this as like a learning?
Well, there was so much learning to do.
Yeah.
First of all, was the songwriting aspect of it, because I was never a songwriter before all this. So a lot of it was co-writes with people just kind of learning the craft. And then the whole studio experience was very eye-opening as well. Like just getting to watch your music come to life and add all these different instrumental parts. And it's just really cool to watch it all come together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, big album release tomorrow, like we were talking about. It's at Monty's.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it starts at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Music starts at 10, and I will be there signing up all the CDs and stuff for anyone who wants pictures or just to talk or whatever. And we're going to play the album straight through for our first set, and then we're just going to come back and have a bit of a party with Brooklyn 4.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, who's in Brooklyn 4? I know there's some well-known names in there.
Yeah. Well, we have Chris Iannetti, who is in Lacewood and plays with a lot of other excellent artists around here. We have Jeff Barrett on bass. He can be found playing with Michaela, and he's been doing a lot of musicals lately.
Yeah, I see him practicing that.
Yeah,
which
he's
is awesome.
Being crazy. Like, that's awesome. And Chris Potty, but unfortunately, he won't be here for this event. It's going to be Scott Ferguson, who actually produced my album. He's a drummer as well. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Chris is just having some family complications. So. Oh. Scott's going to step in and...
Awesome. Yeah. That's what I love about the music community. It's one big family.
Exactly.
Now, what else do you have planned for 2020? Any big things coming up? Any other big shows?
Nothing really yet. Just kind of getting past this one spot and I'm going to start booking up the year. A lot of my usual places, like the resorts and stuff, Oak Island's closed until April, so I have to wait until April for those gigs. But
Once the snow melts,
I know,
then you can make hay, right?
Yeah, it'd be good. But yeah, just a lot of development as an artist, I think, for this year, and just kind of working on my craft, going to try some more songwriting and reaching out to some new partners.
Now, speaking of songwriting, you say you're learning, you're still in a learning process. I'm guessing it's always a learning process.
Oh, yeah, big time.
If you had the opportunity to write with anybody, who would you like to sit down and write with?
Oh, my gosh, Stevie Nicks.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
Oh,
all
my
from
gosh.
Flower Child, because I know you're a hippie at heart.
Stevie or like Miley Cyrus, those are my two
really?
Biggest
Miley.
Inspirations. Yeah, it doesn't really show in my music that much, but I love them.
Yeah, and she, you know what? A lot of people give Miley a hard time, but she is a talented artist.
Oh, she's so
artist.
Good. I mean,
she's
she can
so
go
talented.
Off the rails a little bit sometimes, but like her voice and just her craft in general is incredible. Like, I've been on her since Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
The love will never go away.
Yeah, it's always there.
Yeah.
Brooklyn, I want to thank you so much for coming in today, chatting about your new album. All the best at the album release tomorrow at Monty's. You want something to do, album release, support local music, Brooklyn Blackmore at Monty's tomorrow night. Brooke, thanks for coming in.
Let's get a little crazy.
Yeah.